Hello, everyone. It's Carl here, throwing another great party. I am so lucky to be throwing the book breakthrough party. I have two great friends, Elizabeth and Janet. They know so much about books. Janet is an editor. She really helps guide you through the process. She's a great consultant. Elizabeth, what she does is she takes the brightest biz experts and helps get their message out there. And that's what a lot of people can write very well, but it's actually getting that book published and getting it to the point where it's profitable and it's successful and people are contacting you because they want more from you. And that's why we're here tonight. We're here to teach you some of these concepts. We're here to let you know about the book breakthrough workshop that they'll have in New York City in a few weeks. So hold on to your seats and be ready to tweet like crazy because we got some great prizes. Before we do that, we have David Moldauer on the phone. I'm terrible at pronouncing last names. Sorry if I messed that up. Senior editor on McGraw-Hill and former editor at Portfolio. Krista Carnes, a speaker strategist and founder of Booking Authors. Sarah Robinson, award-winning blogger and founder of Escaping Mediocrity. And Todd Kashtan, best-selling author of Curious. All right. Some of the great prizes we have is Sarah Robinson. She was donating one of her home study courses. It's about building meaningful online relationships.
Woohoo!
There's two amazing bundles. Elizabeth, Spread Your Message, Sell Your Book Home Study Program. Janet's Publishing Reset Home Study Program. Speaking and Message Review with Krista Carnes, founder of Booking Authors.
Woohoo,
and
Krista,
the grand prize of which we'll give at the end, so you better stick with us. There's a private 30-minute book and publishing strategy session with both Janet and Elizabeth, which is amazing. I wish I... And as always, because everybody's been out there letting their friends know about this great party, we always give a prize to one of those people. Sometimes they can't always join the call, but we want to thank them for letting everybody know about it. The winner of Sarah Robinson's Building Meaningful Online Relationships Home Study Course is at Kozmensky, and I will be tweeting out that she won the prize so she can reply back to me and fill out the form. She'll get a link out to her, too.
Woohoo!
Awesome!
Congratulations
to at Kozmensky. Awesome. Well, Carl, thank you. Let's see. We've got a little background noise here. Hang on just a second, and I'll mute out the lines. We are so grateful to Carl. Janet and I are so grateful to Carl for having put together this event tonight. And as he mentioned, this is an idea celebration in so many ways. Just over a year ago, Janet and I hosted the inaugural first ever book breakthrough New York City. It was, oh my gosh, incredible in so many ways. And the event itself, we were just blown away by the attendees that we had, these incredibly accomplished business owners, writers, directors of nonprofits, academicians. We just had incredible wealth of expertise and brilliance from within our attendees from Book Breakthrough 2010, which Sean Shepard, by the way, one of our co-MCs for this year's event, was one of our alumni from last year. And I say that this is a celebration because while Book Breakthrough 2010 was a fantastic event and so much happened at the event itself, Janet and I are so moved by the transformation and the breakthroughs that have happened since August of last year. In fact, and over the last couple of weeks, put together a contest for our alumni, and they've been sending in their applications, and as a result, we've been reading about the specifics of their book breakthroughs that have happened both during and after the event. I mean, unbelievable. We have people who've not only completed their books, but have published and launched and become category bestsellers, such as our alumni Brian Hamilton. We've seen such amazing progress and movement from our alumni who have grown tribes, launched blogs, totally redone their websites, grown their movements, exploded their speaking careers with both within our mastermind program and with the help of the illustrious Krista Carnes of Booking Authors, who is here. Yeah, and businesses that have grown, specific opportunities, academic appointments that have we could be here for the rest of the call sharing all these breakthroughs, but we are here to celebrate all of those accomplishments, to celebrate your idea, and in advance of Book Breakthrough 2011, which is 3 weeks from tonight, we're here to celebrate in advance that event and to celebrate you and to share tips, connect you with some amazing publishing insiders, best-selling authors, and leaders in the thought leader and messenger space, and to give you a taste of the transformation that's going to happen at the event. So we're really excited to be here, and congratulations to our first prize winner. And Janet, do you want to say a few words before we dive into content?
I don't know. No, I like everything you're saying, and it's been a really amazing year, and it's been an amazing year for us personally to find out that you can teach things at the cutting edge. I guess to add just a little context, and I think then we'll jump right in, is publishing is changing every day, every single day. What we taught on the high level is consistent. I've been in publishing for many years, and some of the underpinnings of a great book, connecting a book to an audience, saying something meaningful, saying it in a way that is as powerful or entertaining or interesting and innovative as possible, depending on what you're trying to do, there's consistency there. But how you get your message out, how you reach authors, the technology behind it, literally as an industry insider that still has one foot firmly on Manhattan, the island of Manhattan, every lunch date I have, I learn something new, like today hearing what was happening with the Sunshine launch of discounted books at Amazon. So we're at the cutting edge, and I just want to say that it's changing in real time. So if you're confused or want to know what's working, you know, welcome to the party, and that's why we're here. We'll try and give you some tried and true tips that kind of stand the test of time and some of those little things that maybe could be a bit of a mindset shift or kind of, you know, really, really helping you understand how what you thought you knew or what you were told or kind of your grandfather's publishing plan but might not be your own.
Mm, beautifully said, beautifully said. And, yeah, you know, I'm seeing this is so fun to be watching the tweet stream and interacting on the call. You know, Sean Shepard just tweeted out, Book Breakthrough is so much more than books, and that it's about aligning your idea, book, and business and finding all the ways to get your message out. You know, Janet and I talk about the book being a metaphor, and while Book Breakthrough is very much about books, it's also about understanding how to align your idea, book, and business, and then it's, you know, that not to wait, that you can develop and nourish your idea, you can grow your platform, you can expand and grow your business all the while working on the book. And so we'll talk a bit more about that, and thanks so much, Sean, for that endorsement and testimonial. So I'd love to start off our content and great tips and advice section with this debate that we often, Janet and I often get this question, like, is which is more important? Is it important to have a killer concept, really compelling idea, and great book with a great title, or is the platform more important? Is it all about the relationships, your reach, your marketing platform? And, you know, there's a lot of debate out in the world about which one it is, and I'd love for Sarah to weigh in. I'm going to answer that question. I'd love for Sarah to weigh in for a second on what it takes to really build your platform using blogs and social media. To answer my own question for a second, we believe at Book Breakthrough, we, Janet and I, that it's not, you know, we have this double entendre at the event. We say it's all about the idea and it's all about the relationships, And it's both. I mean, as you, if you want to make a lasting impact as an author, it's about working on both at the same time on parallel tracks, and so that you don't write your book in isolation and then get ready to launch it and have no audience to deliver it to, or work on your platform without integrating that conversation with your idea development and the actual writing process.
Right,
so,
right. Can I jump in there a little? Oh, we want Sarah to weigh. Did we want Sarah to weigh in on this?
Yep, Sarah, go. We know you've got limited time, and so Sarah, we'd love for you to talk about the platform and building a tribe piece of it, and how you can use blogs and social media to build both your following as well as to align with strategic partners. And you know, a Twitter version. I know. I know we threw
okay,
you a 30-minute question
here. How long do I have?
90 seconds.
Well,
no kidding.
What I can say, and hopefully deliver some meat in a short amount of time, is that a blog is really home base for making all of that happen. Everything that you just talked about. A well executed blog will work both of those tracks at the same time. And the best advice that I can give in such a short amount of time for creating a blog or working with your blog so that it does those kinds of things is to really pay attention. When you put up a blog post and you get a lot of response, pay attention to what that topic is that they really, really like. And if you put up another blog post, like I do sometimes, and I get like one or none comments, like, gee, I thought that was such a brilliant post. And then I'm like, they don't care. I thought I was being so smart. And they don't care about it. And I can sit there and try to write things that I think they should know about. And I see bloggers make that mistake. They should want to know this. But what you do when you're creating a community is you feed them what they're hungry for. And once you have fed them what they're really hungry for, then you can start adding the garnishments of, you know, the stuff that you want them to know. But until you have that really solid base and your community feels like you know them and you really speak to them, they're not going to listen to the stuff that you think they should know. I continue to make that mistake when I am writing my blog posts. It's the blog posts that seed what my tribe wants that has the most response and goes on to build that community, build that relationship, and then allows me to communicate with my strategic partners and other experts, peer experts, and get them to help me spread my message.
Right, right. Sarah, can I ask you a follow-up question before you need to run off?
Certainly.
How, you know, lots of my clients, you know, partly it's age, partly it's industry, right? So baby boomers and older baby boomers, we're told, you know, Shema Kabani will teach us that they're there and they're listening and absorbing and learning, but they may not communicate as much. And that's not, I'm sure, across the board, but a broad generalization. So, you know, partly it's going to be industry and partly it's going to be the community and your topic. But give us some hints about what really starts to get some of that feedback going. Because there are people I work with who blog a lot and are doing a lot and writing interesting things, but they don't start to get that first bit of traction. Is there some tips you would say that makes that shift start to happen?
I can tell you what really kicked Escaping Mediocrity into high gear. I mean, I was very lucky. I got some. I had some early fans. When I started it, I knew that two people would read it, and I wasn't sure. But I got some really good people who liked what I was trying to do, but I really hadn't solidified a base of any kind. And then I did 30 Days to Changing Your Game, which was a guest blog series, and I reached out. I called in favors. I asked Elizabeth to introduce me to people that I didn't know and asked everyone to contribute a guest blog post about changing your game, because that's what I really wanted Escaping Mediocrity to begin building around. And when I did that and I had all these other viewpoints, not just me, I get sick of hearing myself. I know my tribe gets sick of hearing me. So it's always really nice to bring in fresh voices, but also bring in that fresh expertise, the fresh perspectives on things, people who have things to teach that I don't know anything about. And again, that's a way to give my tribe what they are hungry for in areas that I can't talk about. And when I set those up, one of the things that I always say to my guest posters is you've got to be available to engage in the comment sections because they come fast and furious, and they do. Anybody who's ever done a guest post for me, right, Elizabeth, will tell you.
Yes.
That they come fast and furious.
Right.
And they expect to be engaged with. The worst
right.
mistake I see for bloggers is people leave comments and they don't respond.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
do a guest series. It doesn't have to be 30 days. It can be short.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a client who did one for 10 days, and her traffic went up 300%.
That is so beautiful, and I encourage everyone to follow Sarah by going to at Sarah Robinson on Twitter, and then you can learn more about Sarah's brand, Escaping-Mediocrity. We're so excited to have her as one of our co-MCs.
Did I answer your question, Janet? I don't mean to interrupt. I just want to make sure.
No, I think it's great. I mean, it's one of, you know, I think giving anybody, I think that's just a great piece. You know, it's going to be different for each one. So I think, you know, I love that, right? And we talk a lot at Book Breakthrough. So before you know, we have to wave goodbye and you go off to your kids' karate class, and thanks for coming.
Yes.
We talk a lot about having a small launch. Just telling a client or an author, somebody, can you tell 20 people about your new opt-in report?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just tell people that you're working on a new bio? You know, Krista sent me, Krista, I hope you don't mind, she was working on a new fantastic video. She sent it to a few people. It's like anything to get that launch feeling in mode applies across the board for books and ideas. So I love just capturing what you did in one, you know, one piece, one mini piece that you can kind of get your sea legs. And you need
mm-hmm.
to do that over and over again before you can have a successful book launch. Because if you don't have those pieces together, then you don't have enough momentum, you don't have enough experience, you don't know what it feels like in your bones, all the things that you learn. So thank you, Sarah.
Good.
So good to hear from Janet.
Hi, is this Todd?
Hey, it is.
Hi.
How's it going, everybody?
Hi, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
How are you?
Good, very good.
So if we introduced everybody very briefly at the very top of the call, but Todd Kashtan, who just jumped on the phone, he's Todd Kashtan, Ph.D. I'm sure his mother or his relative or his wife occasionally calls him doctor because that's how you get good reservations in New York for Dr. Kashtan. He's an associate professor of psychology at George Mason University and a leading you know, academic researcher and incredible writer on positive psychology, and he is changing the way we think about a meaningful life because he writes and researches on curiosity as the key to a meaningful life. And Todd is going to be our keynote speaker, and I got a chance to work on his book, Curious, and we just had an amazing run and time doing it and learned so much. So welcome, Todd.
And I got to promote it through Author Teleseminars, which I loved.
These are two amazing women, and I can't wait to see them again in New York City. Lots of energy, lots of action, lots of creativity. Whatever I am, is some semblance is due to them.
Oh.
Props.
So, yeah, so I'm wondering, I'm thinking out loud, Jen, I'm wondering what question we could ask Todd. You know, we're in the moment here, and, you know, Todd, you have a bit of a different business model in that you're, you know, a professor. I mean, you're this beautiful bridge of both worlds. You're a professor, you're entrenched and very accomplished and recognized and respected in the academic world, and yet you've done an amazing job of building a platform, building a following, growing your speaking career outside of academia and connecting with your audience and you know, both individually as well as through media and both through online and offline marketing strategies. I'm wondering what would be one piece of advice that you would have for authors on the call about effective ways to market your message and book?
I would give two really quick ones. One is when I hung out with Gretchen Rubin in Philadelphia, she had this mantra, which is ubiquity is the new exclusivity. And I have, so the idea of being ubiquitously found, so whatever is your topic, your area, the message you want to give, you should be present somewhere, everywhere where that's being discussed. So for me, being a scientist who studies and tries to help people attain a meaningful life, any time that curiosity, meaning in life, happiness is mentioned in the media, I'm all over it. I'm on a listserv mentioning, making a comment. I'm on a blog making a comment. I'm talking to whoever is the media contact who wrote an article and telling them about some follow-up ideas I have for a follow-up article. And so I'm trying to be everywhere. And I think for authors, this is really important, is when you see the key words anywhere in the, you know, in the online world, is to be right on top of it, to make so it becomes known that this is your territory. You're the go-to person when it comes to that topic.
Fantastic. I mean, I talk about that being, this is Janet here, I talk about that idea of having your name associated with your work. So it can be really sticky ideas, and we're going to talk a lot about sticky language and phrases and ways of presenting things. It can be phrases for a marketing person. It's going to be cute phrases or catchy phrases. For an academic, it might have a different feel. But those words, that tone, that voice is associated with you over and over. And it takes a lot of visibility and repetition. And we often fear, I do, right, you know, being too frequent, pushing yourself out there. So it's great to hear you talk about this, Todd, because I'm sure it was really different than what you thought when you started out.
Well, it was interesting. And there's actually been a backlash that I can't wait to talk about when I come to New York, which is I've actually realized where I don't want to be narrowly defined as my keywords, which is positive psychology and curiosity.
Mm.
And so I've made it very clear now that every time, right now, everyone contacts me, anytime there's a story about curiosity, intelligence, education reform, and I make sure to make my territory larger by saying, here's how I'm going to connect it to actually to positive parenting. Here's how I'm going to connect curiosity to healthy relationships. And so I would say starting off narrow is a great launching pad for an author. And then be wary ahead of time, thinking like a chessboard, two moves ahead, of so that you're not going to be just narrowly defined by that. Let it happen early. Let it happen first, and then start to bridge and expand that kind of those neural networks to other topics and areas that you feel that you can speak something, have an original voice that you can speak on. You don't want to go where you actually don't have a useful voice. You ruin your brand.
I think that's really interesting. You know, Frank Rich in the New York Times has switched from being the culture critic at the New York Times to writing about politics, and he brings a point of view which is about the show of politics. Right? He deconstructs and comments on history, politics, policy, but looks at the performance of it in part. So here's somebody who leveraged being really interesting, really smart, writing colorfully, you know, seeing the bigger picture. And so it's a great example, and unusual but inspiring, of somebody being able to establish themselves but not get totally straitjacketed by it.
Beautiful. And Janet, I wanted to highlight one thing that Todd said. I mean, Todd, you're so good at going to audiences. You know, we talk at Book Breakthrough about, you know, it's this interesting circle and dance between, you know, establishing your own online home base, you know, your website and blog, and having a home place where you're building your following and your newsletter and all that. You have to have your own entity, and yet so many new authors and even second-time authors and messengers sit around waiting for the audience to come to them. And with the example that you gave, it's such a powerful model for you jumping in and joining existing conversations and existing communities and groups as a way not only to be relevant but to more rapidly spread your message and get your book out there.
And I think it's important for authors to ask themselves, you know, do I want to be a presenter? Do I want to give keynotes? Do I want to give workshops? And if so, you know, what would it look like? Because for me, I didn't even envision that when I wrote the book with Janet. At that point, I just wanted, there was an idea in my head, I wanted a book. I didn't realize that it could possibly lead to giving advice to Facebook and Apple, which is where I am now 2 years later. And so I think if I knew now, I mean, when I was starting off, I mean, and I had this advice, which I was not going on phone calls like this, and knew that I should actually be creating a platform for myself. The book is just one thing. That's actually, and if it comes to money, which we don't want to ignore, that although we love the creativity, although we love the voice and putting an original stamp on this universe, I mean, money is an important avenue. And the fact is, the money comes from giving talks and workshops, not from writing the book. And
right.
I think you can do both at the same time. You don't have to think about as a serial process of you have to write the book and then you'll do the workshop. I think the workshops and the talks actually create buzz.
Yes.
As people await your book.
Yeah. Okay, Todd, so you were hearing it from me because I'm calling myself Miss Bossy Pants, which is a much night after Tina Fey, much nicer way of talking about, you know, some of the tougher moments of having me in your corner. But it takes a long time to hear. And I know Gretchen Rubin says, anything you think about doing, do now. I heard her on a talk. So glad, Todd, that you've understood and are running with and fabulous new website. So we're so excited that you're going to be able to share like the inside of doing this, right? And you've kind of gone the whole arc. It's going to be so great to have you share all this at Book Breakthrough.
Woohoo!
with all the messiness intact, this is not going to be a nice linear storyline. I want to talk about the warts and the problems and all the mess ups so that people can learn from the evil try and error part. Yeah.
Fantastic. So for those of you who are not following Todd already on Twitter, follow him at Todd Kashdan, and that's Kashdan, same URL. That's his website as well. And wow, Book Breakthrough attendees, you're in for a treat. Todd is amazing. So
yeah, he's a star. Yeah.
Yes, we love him. So, Carl, I'm looking at our timing. Is it time to give away some prizes?
I have been giving away prizes on Twitter.
Okay, awesome. Did you want to make an announcement about some of the prizes that have been given away?
Sure.
I would say one thing before Carl, you know, gets on the prizes, you know, share. If you're not on the call, get on the call. There's lots of links. And if you have experiences about anything we're talking about, I'm sure you're tweeting away, but add your own experiences and expertise. I mean, this is a time to get the benefit of everybody's knowledge and tips. So, you know, share what you know.
Yes, and I want to remind everybody, I'm putting out questions there that are related to what you guys are talking about in that moment. So people need to be answering those questions to win some of these prizes too.
Okay, everybody. So
all right.
Interact on Twitter to win.
Yeah, we're so serious. We care so much, but we want you to have fun, right? It's not a lecture; it's a party.
Right. Todd, do you have your virtual your pomegranate drink or whatever you were going to bring?
I'm just worried about spilling on my keyboard as I'm watching these thousands of messages right in front of me.
And everybody listening to the call, if you are interested in bookbreakthrough.com, Book Breakthrough and this incredible event at New York at the end of the month that Todd's keynoting at and Sean is co-emceeing and Chris is going to talk about speaking and we'll tell you more, we do have an amazing cocktail party. So partying is part of nightlife in New York. Lunch dates is part of the publishing, you know, aura and mystique. So we will have a real bona fide cocktail party on the first night, and you get to hang out and rub shoulders, and we'll probably have a signature cocktail. So not to think that we only party on Twitter. We
did. That's right. We had the big idea was our signature cocktail last year.
Yes.
Excellent.
You can send in cocktail recipes if you like as well, because we like cocktail cookbooks, cocktail everything.
Excellent. good. And, yeah, speaking of our special guests, I'm glad you mentioned that, Janet. When you go to bookbreakthrough.com, you know, we're really fortunate to have Sarah, Sean, Krista, Todd, Carol, and hopefully David at some point tonight. But that's just a small taste of the Publishing Insiders, best-selling authors, and other amazing strategists that will be at the event. So take a look at that list. We've got Patty Gift from Hay House, authors at Google, Domino Project, and some other incredible people. So be sure to check that out.
Right. And you win prizes.
And
there's
also
a lot more prizes. Carl, how many prizes do we have left to give out? And can we let you get a word in edgewise to announce a few that we have given out?
and I also wanted to say at the end, too, we'll be telling people about a little that they can do. They'll get a little bonus for showing up at the party. At the end, we'll be offering that little bonus to them. And we'll be tweeting out about it, and we'll let them know via the call, too. Okay, we have plenty of prizes left. I announced two winners, and they are the two business and entrepreneur success book bundle 1 and 2, and At Married won the number 2 bundle, and Danielle Miller won the number 1 bundle.
Awesome.
And I
Yay.
Haven't announced. Yes. Great job. Everybody's been tweeting like crazy. It's a lot of fun out there.
Well, and it's amazing. You know, we love these bundles because it's we broke them into two because we had so many great books, and these books are near and dear to our hearts. We've got Todd's book, Curious, Carol Roth, who just joined us, her New York Times bestselling book, The Entrepreneur Equation, woohoo! Les McEwen's book, Predictable Success, Michael Port's book, Book Yourself Solid. We have Janet's and my books. Janet's book, It's Not About the Coffee, that she co-wrote with Howard Bihar, former Starbucks president. And then my book, The Contrarian Effect, that I co-wrote with Michael. So lots of exciting books in those bundles.
Yes. We have a winner for you, Liz. Spread Your Message, Sell Your Book, Come Study program, which I haven't announced yet, but I'll do that over the call. It's at ProNagger. So,
yay!
Woohoo!
So I'm going to tweet that out right now and make sure she knows.
I think ProNagger needs to meet my Miss Bossy Pants off Twitter.
Excellent. Thank you, Carl. So I wanted to officially welcome Carol Roth, who's on the call with us. Carol, thank you so much for being here, and we're so excited to see you again in person and have you speak for Book Breakthrough.
And I am so delighted to be here, and I am really looking forward to joining you again for Book Breakthrough. I had an absolute blast last time and cannot wait for this one.
Fantastic. Carol, right before you joined the call, we were getting into this really interesting discussion about, you know, the book not being the end-all, be-all, and that the book fits into an overall bigger business model and brand, and the role that the book plays to open up doors, whether that be speaking, media, consulting, and other types of events. So I'd love to hear your feedback on that and have Krista join that conversation as well, you know, given that she helps authors get out there and speak, and you do quite a bit of speaking and media as part of growing your brand and getting your message out.
Absolutely. I would be delighted to. And it's really interesting because, you know, content is content and there are so many different ways to deliver it. But the book really acts as a precursor for opening up other ways to spread the same content as well as other content, and also giving you sort of this, I don't even know what to say, it anoints you as the expert, because when you're out meeting clients, the easiest thing to say is, do you want to hire somebody who wrote the book or somebody who read the book? So the and that's really a hard,
that's a very hard one
to argue with if you're sitting there as, you know, CEO, or, you know, whether it's, you know, somebody walking in your door on your in a retail, whatever it is, it gives you this extra thing. Plus, it's a really cool thing to tell people at cocktail parties. But that aside, it really does open up other parts of a strategy. And, you know, I'm sure you've kind of covered different goals, but for me, the book was very much a calling card, and that initial, you know, hey, let me show you that I'm an expert, and then let me tell you all of these other things that I can do for you. And I have been parlaying this into lots and lots of different opportunities on the speaking front, paid speaking front, because lots of people want you to speak for free. But the paid speaking front, where people are actually willing to write you a check to speak, which is much more fun, doing workshops, doing more media. I'm doing a lot in TV and have some bigger things down the pipeline, so enhancing the brand and creating opportunities around that. And then finding ways to kind of repackage the content and sell it. So there really are myriad ways, you know, plus having, as I said, that lost leader for consulting business or whatever kind of business that you're in, you know, really is kind of that first gateway to opening up these other revenue streams. And, you know, depending on the book, you know, I was never counting on the book to necessarily, you know, make money, although I was very excited when my publisher the other day told me he has a big fat royalty check waiting for me this fall. So that was a nice thing to hear finally. But it really was part of the strategic plan and this kind of first milestone towards a longer goal. And so it really is a critical piece because it just gives you this extra something that not everybody can claim. And I think a really interesting thing to point out, Elizabeth et al., is that, you know, in this online world, this online sandbox that we play in, there are a lot of folks who are authors and thought leaders and publish content, whether it's on their blogs or through ebooks or through regular books, you know, all different kinds of content. And so we kind of take for granted that when you take a step back into the broader world, how unusual it is. You know, it's like we talk to people, you know, we're swimming with us, so it kind of seems like this everyday thing. But, you know, I come from the financial services industry and working with big companies. And when I tell you, you know, the major CEOs and entrepreneurs and phenomenal people that I've worked with that are like, you know, falling over themselves that I have a published book, when, you know, when I sort of almost take it for granted on a daily basis because so many folks that I know are authors, I think it really is important to put that into perspective and to be able to use that as a leverage point when you're not necessarily just playing, you know, amongst the same group of people.
Right, right, right. We can be so jaded, right? It's all so familiar. That
yes,
I love that.
Yes. So that's my sort of high level two cents on the opportunities.
Yeah, gosh, we could take it in so many directions, but I'd love for Krista to jump in here. Krista Carnes, who's a founder of Booking Authors, and yeah, works with so many great authors. She's worked with Shema Kabani, Brené Brown, Barry Maltz, to name just a few published authors. And Krista, day in and day out, is helping authors not only to get their book out there, but to position the whole package as a whole and to really help them explode their platform and grow their business through speaking as a vehicle. Krista, do you want to say a bit about how, yeah, the book fits in with the speaking and the whole business model?
Well, hi, everybody. I think that there's a chicken and the egg question that we have to wrestle with. And I think if you're an expert on something, you can already be out there talking. And if you're writing the book, you need to test your material. You need to get it in front of face-to-face audiences, see what they react to, see what questions you get, because it's going to help not only inform the book, but all the other content that Carol was talking about. And yes, you probably are going to have to speak for free in the beginning if you haven't done that already, so you might as well get it out of the way.
Great.
I firmly believe that there are really, in the beginning, there really are no small events, because we have a lot of there's a lot of expectation on speakers now. If you watch any of the TED videos, and you should be watching as many of them as you can, you know, being able to sort of educate, entertain, inspire, and inform all at the same time in 18 minutes or less is sort of the gold standard now. And I think, you know, you have to think about it as another, you know, sort of division of your entrepreneurial business of publishing, of being a content expert. You know, you have to think about presentation design, and because when you're memorable at an event, paid or not paid, that's going to lead to the next event. And I can't tell you how many times I've encouraged a client to do something for a big, for big exposure for the right organization or something, and then had it come back in consulting, or, you know, 2 years later they call and now they're ready to pay the $5,000 for the keynote because you're so much bigger, or whatever it is. And so kind of already get out there and get talking, and then hone your subject matter. And the other thing I would say is that you're not limited to whatever you think the title of your book is as a speaking topic. Your topic of expertise needs to be able to be tweaked for a lot of different specific audiences. You know, what's the angle? It's just like when you do your own media and your publicity, media relations, you know, what problem are you solving for what specific audience? And then you go find that audience and you tell them you have a solution, and that's when they're going to say, yes, please come and speak to us. And then those people are all potential book buyers for this book, for your next CD package, for your next webinar. You know, it is about the following, and face-to-face has a lot of impact.
You know what, Krista, this is so fantastic. I had this little aha listening to you. I mean, I know all these things. It's really great advice that Krista's giving you. And there's a real corollary. You know, in speaking, no one is there to help you become a better speaker and a leading $50,000 a talk speaker. That's not the role of a Krista or organizer at an event. They want someone that's going to fit exactly the needs of their event. And it's very similar in the publishing world, in the traditional publishing world. No one's there to help you grow your business or become the person that you want to become. They want books that are really creative and that they understand how they can connect that book with an audience and it's a business. You know, and of course, everyone wants it to be original and fresh and excellent, but it's very different orientation. And if you can make that switch and feel really great about the work and your book and your ideas, but let go enough to switch to the other side, the way Chris is describing, you'll be way, way, way far ahead.
Can I make one more comment about the compensation and the paid or not paid situation? A lot of people get to the point where they absolutely should be paid, and I believe that, and, you know, there's a lot of groups out there that try to go after free content, and just because they don't have the budgets. And so there's a lot working against you when you're ready to get paid. But I think there's a lot of really interesting ways that we can get you sort of non-monetary compensation out there. You can really, you know, get access to mailing lists. You can, you know, you can broker for, you know, access to their blogs or some sort of, you know, some sort of reciprocal exposure. Pre-engagement is becoming a really big trend in events now, where you do videos in advance of the event to help draw the participants, and therefore you're reaching a lot more people than may actually even attend the event. You get all the benefit of the exposure of the promotion of that event. So you're in the event business too. No matter who's putting on the event. So you have to think about how is it going to best benefit you. And if you're doing it for free, you can ask for a lot. But just be positioned to take advantage of that through your social media, through your blog, you know, making your right connections, and then asking for referrals. Don't be afraid to ask for, you know, your next event.
Krista, that is so great. I can actually hear Carol's voice in my mind saying, yes, what is the value exchange and making sure that each opportunity can bring you great opportunities, even if the organization doesn't have a budget or as big of a budget as you'd like, that there's some great value exchanges and open doors that can come from that.
Absolutely.
Sean, are you still there? We were wondering if you'd want to chime in quickly before we move this party on, if you're still there. Do we have Sean?
You know what? I think I need to unmute Sean. Yes, I do. Sean, yeah, we'd love to hear a bit of a case study about, you know, how you came to Book Breakthrough thinking it was all about the book, and it, you know, it is about your message and book, and yet for you, speaking has been such a powerful and significant way to develop your message and lead to your book breakthrough and certainly grow your business.
Yeah, and I didn't even know I wanted to go to Book Breakthrough until I met Janet about 6 weeks before, and I thought I need to be in her space. So thank
Aww.
You, Janet. there was just so many learnings from me, and I had been speaking for a long time, and I think the strategy that I took from the 3 days beyond the publishing industry was absolutely phenomenal, and I had never really built a structure beyond the speaking gig, and so I would get speaking gigs, but they would be one shot. You know, you'd go and you'd speak, and there would be nothing built behind it. And Krista, I was just typing that in the Twitter feed. I've got a PhD really from Krista this year about how to really leverage those contacts. It's not about the paycheck of the actual speaking event, but building relationships. And it's been like just a phenomenal ride, and can't thank you and Liz and Krista and, you know, Carol and every, like, it was just such a great event, and not just a great event, but I had real application and some major breakthroughs in the last 12 months. So thank you.
That's just so exciting.
Sean.
Yeah.
Yes, woohoo.
And so I hear that we, I don't know if we need to announce more prizes. We have some grand prizes still coming, and we want to tell you a little bit about Book Breakthrough in New York, because all this guest experts you're hearing are going to be at this event, and you can see how much they admire each other, love each other, how aligned we all are and how we've picked people. And we also have Todd and Carol still on the line, so we want to fit all that in. So I think I'm going to throw a question out while we get organized on more of our prizes, if that's okay. So, Todd, are you still there?
Yeah, I am. I am being very counter to my personality, just listening and waiting.
Well, you've been enjoying the call and the party because you stayed, you know, past your one drink minimum. You kind of were going to, I know you've got your kids and your family, but I had two questions. You could choose either one. You started to talk about this idea of going in with a book. You had great concepts and, you know, have kind of learned about the business. And one question is, when did you realize that you had a business model and a whole structure around it? And hold that thought. You can jump in there. And the other is, I know you're working on a new book, and that going from sophomore, you know, freshman to sophomore idea kind of puts you back where a lot of people in our audience would be. They've done a first book, but the next one they want to make a much bigger, more important book. Or
yeah.
It's very hard to develop the next idea. And I've talked a lot about the slow hunch and Steve Johnson's work with where do good ideas come from and the neural networks that connect ideas. So either of those questions, if there's one of those that grabs you, we'd love to hear more from you.
Yeah, they're both good. There's tons of great things that are being said here. Just because the last one is, it hits me pretty hard right now. I think is you have to allow the ideas to collide that don't seem related around you. And this fits with what you're saying, what Steve Johnson talks about, which is basically be messy. Don't organize all of your papers. Don't organize all the articles you cut out. Don't organize all the different talks you give and all the talks you're thinking about. Let them just sit next to each other and watch how they sort of, the interconnections that you don't see right away that start to appear between them. You know, my second book, which I am in the midst of my third revision of the proposal for my agent, is basically a culmination of all the talks and all the media that I've been doing for the first book, and that the ideas slowly morphed away from curiosity towards other ideas, but they still have curiosity at the core. And I think it's taking advantage of applications, multimedia applications such as, you know, Evernote and all these platforms where you can write down all the random ideas at 3 o'clock in the morning, all those napkins that you write ideas and they kind of, and the ink smears from all the alcohol you drank, and, you know, but when you come home the next day, they all kind of merge together on these,
on these platforms, and then all of a sudden you realize what emerges is like this intellectual smoothie where it's all of these ideas, all of your education, all of the people you've met, all of the cocktail party conversation, all of the stories that no one can give except for you, they start to blend together. And in there is this slight iota of creativity that no one's done before exactly the same way, and that's kind of the nucleus for the next book. And I think it's to honor that it's not going to be a paradigm shift, your next book. It's going to be very small incremental changes to you, but to a reader. It's potentially going to be profound. And not to lose sight of the difference of, to you, it's going to look really small, these little bits of creativity.
Thank you so much, Todd. A tiny little tip. I mean, it's thank you so much for that. So helpful, so current, right? We can feel you in the middle of it. I often say, and this is a piece, much less elegant piece, that a book is not the report of everything you know. It's not a research draft. It's not like, oh, I know a lot of stuff, I'm going to do a book. That's just, I know a lot of stuff, here's a report. And you're talking about letting all those pieces collide and certain things lift and kind of formulate into something that's a picture or a concept that we would think of. So that might be helpful to some of you listening in. You know, it's a more elegant, more refined, more hooky, all those different ways, depending on the kind of book, to get to what Todd's talking about.
Beautiful. Thanks, Todd. More juicy goodness from Todd if you come to Book Breakthrough. Of course, you can connect with him on Twitter and go to his website, but he is going to deliver a powerful, powerful talk, and we can't wait to have him.
I'm looking forward to it. It's a shame to only have 2-minute snippets of all these great people I'm listening to on this phone call.
I know, and you and Carol Roth are totally going to hit it off and love connecting. Speaking of Carol, you know, Carol, you've had we've had an amazing 18 months together, right? And
yes.
After lots of hard work and vision and diligence and blood, sweat, and tears and lots of things in between, Carol not only has launched an incredible book, The Entrepreneur Equation, which is a New York Times bestseller, Wall Street Journal bestseller, add a couple of more accolades after that. But she has really been able to make a significant impact in so many ways, both through her media and TV appearances, as well as her partnership with SCORE, the nonprofit. And, you know, after all of this, after getting your book out, after launching it in such a big way, what advice do you have for the authors on the call who are, you know, in the writing stages, in the process of publishing, or perhaps even getting ready to launch, or within, you know, in between a couple books? What would be one piece of advice that you would give?
Oh, one. I'm so bad at following advice. Well, first of all, I want to mention I have the worst Twitter handle of all time. I'm actually at Carol J. S. Roth. So all the ones going to at Carol Roth is some poor woman in L.A. who refuses to give me her Twitter handle. But I know. So Carol J. S. Roth. But the one thing, and there's so many, but one thing I think is really critical, and I think I want to share this just to share that there have been some kind of bad and scary times for me along the way, and I persevered, is I think you really need to know when to compromise, but when you shouldn't compromise your standards. And I had two really big issues that came up in this whole process where I had to make some pretty big decisions. One was breaking up with my first publisher. And, you know, this was a really, really tough decision because I was a first-time author where basically every publisher, with the exception of about one, rejected the manuscript for the New York Times best-selling book, by the way. And it was really, really tough because, so I'm a first-time author. I, you know, was just starting my platform, and then I was going to go blow up a major publishing deal before I even turned in the manuscript. And the reason I did it was around titles and things that they were suggesting that were really inconsistent with my brand, and I just felt that when I reached out to them and I said, hey, you know, tell me what you like about this and what you don't like about this. And I'm sure Elizabeth's laughing in the background because we sweat this one out big time. But in going back and forth and trying to reach out to them as a partner and them refusing to be a partner on the other side, that I knew that it didn't matter and that come hell or high water, I would get this content out in some way, shape, or form, but they weren't going to be the right partner for me. So I took a really big risk and said, sayonara. And I think, Elizabeth, it was within about 3 weeks from then that we had about three other offers on the table. So the platform had moved along, and
that's
fortunately
right.
I was mm-hmm. able to recover from that. But that was, you know, one really big test of, hey, I've tried to compromise. I've tried to be a partner. But I know in my gut that this is the right decision. And the second was with my book cover. And even though my publisher conceptualized my book cover, and for those of you who haven't seen the book, there's a picture of me on the front, and I'm wearing a, you know, normal black shift dress, but pink high heels. And basically, they went out and they took it to the buyers for all the bookstores and whatnot, and they actually had the nerve to come back and tell me that I was too attractive to be taken seriously as a business author, and could the publisher please ugly me up for the book cover? And
end quote.
Yes, and the publisher who was, I give a huge shout out to Ben Bella. Glenn is phenomenal, and he said, look, Carol, I'm just delivering the advice, but you need to make the call. This is your book, and you know what's going to work with your community, et cetera. And even though that was the feedback, I said, you know, there's just no way that's not the stand I want to take. And now that you've told me that, I absolutely refuse to do that, and just knew in my gut that when all the other books kind of looked the same on the shelf and I was trying to build a brand, it was the right way to go. So another time that the buyer, you know, when your buyers say they don't want the book cover, that's a pretty tough thing. But in my gut, I knew that that was something not to compromise my standards. And now I laugh because like 9 out of 10 Barnes & Nobles that I've been in actually have my book face out on the shelf, and all the other ones you're looking at the spines, which isn't entirely surprising to me because it's one of the only ones with a picture on it. But I always laugh at the irony that they were the ones that absolutely said no way, and now they're the ones that are flaunting it, if you will. So I think it's just really important to be, you know, reasonable and realistic, and to know that there are going to be concessions you're going to have to make that you don't like along the way. But there are really key decisions that if you know that it's right, you know that it's right.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's, I was on a call earlier today with Tim Kelly's community. We were talking about, yeah, listening to your gut, your intuition, your trusted source, and also, you know, the importance of finding the right relationships and the right collaborations all along the way. So, Carol, I really appreciate those examples because it really ties into, like, the greater why and purpose of what we're trying, not what we're trying to create, what we've successfully created at Book Breakthrough as the event, and Book Breakthrough as the community and the movement. And Janet and I, after, you know, many, many discussions and many collaborations at the free level, you know, doing some free calls together, you know, we realized that so many authors are not just first-time authors, but second-time authors are struggling to find the right path for them, the right book, the right business, how to align all of those pieces together, and that it really comes down to understanding these three core frameworks and understanding the connection and the relationship between your ideas, your concept, your message, between your relationships and your platform, and the collaborations that you'll have every step of the way with your publisher, with your marketing strategist, if you're self-publishing, with your editor, your book cover designer, with all of the support people, because, ladies and gentlemen, you can't do it on your own. Even if it's not right for you to join us at Book Breakthrough, you cannot do it on your own. You need a team and you need support, and the relationship between all of that and making it right for your business model, because that's when it all works together and that's when you can make a lasting impact. And that was really the vision and the dream that we first had, my goodness, at the end of May 2010, we launched Book Breakthrough in 7 weeks, which is
right.
is pretty incredible.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah, I just want to add one thing, Elizabeth, with which is this idea. We've been talking a lot about business, and we do have a lot of business people in the business community that come to our event. But it's in part because every author today is the CEO of the book. You know, you are the person that's directing your book. If you're writing, you know, you determine where your book is going with all that input. But it is like being an entrepreneur today. If even with publishing business, as I explained at the very beginning of the call, with publishing changing in real time, it was always the author that is the most connected to a tribe that's just a blog tribe and what we think of as an online community, or connected to a larger community of people with a certain common interest, whether it's some issue around parenting or marriage or coaching or marketing and all these different things that we do with our lives. Pet rescue. I know a book that sold thousands of copies on how to raise money for pet rescue organizations. I mean, there are lots and lots of different ideas, but whoever's listening to this call and kind of why the business piece comes to the forefront, a book doesn't do anything. The vast majority of self-published books sell under 200 copies. Probably most sell under 100. And the vast majority of books sold with publishers don't work. And it doesn't have to be that way. So if you think and you approach publishing with a little bit of entrepreneurship, what am I investing? What do I want out of it? How will I reach an audience? Things you've all learned in all walks of your life, whether you're an entrepreneur or not. So I just wanted to enlarge that conversation to say that having a business model applies to every author today, not just our business-identified authors.
I couldn't have said it better.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so, you know, oh my gosh, what an amazing conversation this has been, and we're so thrilled and grateful to Carl and for this opportunity to bring all of our incredible, just a handful of our incredible guest experts that you'll be able to meet and connect with personally at Book Breakthrough. And you got a taste of, you know, the transformational content and the experience that we create there, that it's not just about an info dump, but Janet and I are very diligent and work very hard to cut the cutting edge and to stay ahead of the trends and help you sift through all the overwhelming noise and information out there so that you can uncover the right path for your idea, book, and business. So we invite you to join us, and if you have questions, certainly feel free to reach out to us, but go to bookbreakthrough.com. And if you register before the end of Saturday night, basically, if we get your registration before Sunday morning, we have a bonus Bring a Friend ticket for you. So you register for the price of $6.97, and there's a bonus Bring a Friend that can be your marketing assistant, any person within your business. It can be a colleague or a friend, you know, a supportive partner that's also working on a book or idea. And we felt prompted to give that generous gift in the spirit of collaboration and by request. And so you have a few days, just, I guess, 48 hours left to take advantage of that offer. And we're going to do a Q&A call tomorrow. So watch the Twitter stream. We'll tweet out the call-in number for the Q&A call if you have questions or need more information about how Book Breakthrough applies to you.
Exactly. We'll talk about the schedule and logistics. And New York City in the summer, by the way, is a fantastic place. It can be hot, but it can be cool. And the streets are not too crowded. And you have more space in your brain. And there are great flights right now. They said they were going up, but we know they're really, really great flights if you aren't right in the tri-state area, and good hotel rooms. So don't be afraid of New York. It's such a fantastic place and clean and wonderful and all kinds of free stuff if you can stay an extra day or two. So a plug for my hometown as well as for bookbreakthrough.com.
So, Carl, I know we're running over. So, and we have our grand prize and other stuff to announce. We will be quiet now.
You guys were awesome.
Oh, this is so, so fun.
Isn't it? Like, you're talking and the stream's going and everybody's learning and sharing. Oh, I love it. Okay. The grand prize will be saved for the end, of course. The other two prizes we have yet to give away. From Janet, the Publishing Reset Home Study Program was won by Paul E. Puckett. Congratulations.
Hey, Paul's one of our alumni from last year.
And speaking and message review from Booking Authors was won by Coach Evander.
Oh, my God.
Devender, yeah. You were a lucky man. Krista is, oh, my gosh, you are going to love your time, your speaking and message review with Krista. Wow, wow, wow.
Yay.
And the grand prize, drum roll, please. It was won by, the grand prize was a 30-minute book and publishing strategy session with both Janet and Liz, which is amazing, which I wish I...
We lost you for a second, Carl. And tell us again who won the grand prize?
Valencia Ray. That's her Twitter handle.
Valencia! Oh, my gosh! Valencia.
Hi, Valencia. I haven't met you, but I will.
Yes. Oh, yes. And Valencia, you're going to get a double dose. Janet and I on the same call. So hold on to your hat. Valencia is, an amazing author and speaker, and we're excited to have her join us at Book Breakthrough in just a few weeks.
Oh, my God, that's so wonderful. Well, congratulations. This was so much fun. Carl, you're incredible for helping us put this all together and our guests, and I just want to sit down and have a real party. I hope a lot of you will consider coming to New York because you can see how bonded we are and how much we care for each other and the number of people that were alums on this stream who are tweeting out that they've gotten all kinds of gigs just on this tweet stream. So I'm just bubbling with happiness and excitement that this party was so much fun and had so much learning for everyone.
Woohoo!
Same here. You guys were fantastic. Everybody was involved in tweeting and sharing, and people jumped on board because they saw everybody else tweeting. It was a lot of fun. You guys did great.
Do we get an A?
Maybe we should get an amen.
Oh, okay.
Kidding, yes. That was...
Do we have any parting... Thanks for all of you who've stuck on the call so long. I don't know if... Krista, Carol, I don't know if I heard you still in the background. Does anybody have some parting bits of wisdom or that they'd like to share so we can hear your voice one more time?
I'll jump in. I'm still...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I just want to encourage everyone to come who's on the call because I'm looking at the tweet stream and there are so many amazing people who are tweeting out and I want to meet all of you. So if nothing else, it's just an excuse to, you know, meet everybody and then you get all this great content on top of it. Last year, as I mentioned before, was complete blast. And I love how Krista talked about education and entertainment. I've combined that into edutainment, and I think that that's exactly what Book Breakthrough is, where you'll get really good deliverables, but it'll be so much fun you won't even know that you're learning. So definitely, definitely come, and I look forward to meeting everyone there.
I'd like to say one final thing on the way out, too, not to have the last word because I never need to do that. I was just going to say that, you know, we talk about having a team behind you, and I get a lot of clients that come to me that don't know all the different pieces before they start. And by the time they get to me, sometimes they don't have the resources left, the energy left, they're disgruntled. So if you think that you want to do this, you can come to Book Breakthrough. You can learn all the facets you have to consider and realize, okay, this is what I know I have the energy to do myself. This is what I have the bandwidth to do. But this is maybe where I want to, you know, bring in teams. Because as Janet said, we are the CEOs of our books, but CEOs don't run companies by themselves. They have to delegate. They have to find the right people to help. So that's my two cents on that one.
Oh, my God. I love – Krista and I go so far back. We've worked on so many authors together. I've hired her when I was still in publishing. I've partnered with her for some of my clients. She now is growing as a speaker in her own right. It's so exciting. So you always have some gems. Thank you. Thank you, Krista.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Mine's just real quick comment is just the only reason that I do these events is that any time that I'm with Janet, I meet someone else, and it's the relationships that really makes this career sustainable. And it's not just it's really the small quality relationships, not the large number. And I've been in only one event with Janet and Elizabeth together, and it was phenomenal. And I met another 10 people who I've been in contact with and friends with for indefinitely since then. And so I do this to make relationships. And the thing about it is we're not competing for space. I mean, the competition is for us to create the most stimulating, powerful, sustainable thoughts that sort of change the world at some degree that wasn't there before we put our message out there. And that only comes from collaboration. And this is why I do these things. I mean, the ideas are one aspect, but the ideas in connection with the relationships, which makes it worthwhile. So I'm looking forward to hanging it when I don't have 2 4-year-olds behind me screaming for daddy.
Thank you so much, Todd. It's going to be great. And you said exactly, you know, the way when we first met, I mean, everything about me is what you see is what you get. Same with Elizabeth. And, you know, we hope to create that, and I know we will. So thanks for sharing that.
See you guys.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, Todd. And thank you to Sarah, who I believe, I think Sarah had to drop off, but she's been so fantastic to jump in the Twitter stream. And thank you so much to Carl again. Carl Stabe of Party Biz Connect. You definitely want to connect with Carl and imagine what a Twitter party would mean for your message and book and the great stuff that you have going on. So we encourage you to check out Carl and the great work that he's doing. And I want to celebrate Janet.
Oh,
giving you a virtual hug. I love my collaborative partner. We get to do amazing work together, and yes.
And we always do something new, and we always stretch. Something that Todd didn't talk about, but is so much in his book, which I highly recommend you read, called Curious, with a question mark, is that idea of doing things that are hard and stretching can be the most rewarding. I mean, not if they put you into a panic mode, but, you know, even something like a Twitter party, there's always a first time. So coming to New York, if it's your first time, taking your book or taking up one chapter of it and putting it out there, I think one of our questions is, what's one thing you can do? And it would be to go public and launch one tiny, tiny thing, follow up with some of the people on the Twitter stream that you met on this party, and do one thing to move your idea, your book, if it's already published, to build one relationship to move it forward. That would be my parting thought for everyone. And thank you, Elizabeth. I'm giving you a virtual hug and a bow right back.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo. So I think the party's over. Are we like the last guests? Because everyone's like already left.
No, we definitely have. And thanks to everybody on the phone line. We love. It's been so amazing to have both the tweet stream as well as all of you on the phone. And, you know, given the number of guests, we can't. It's challenging to unmute the line, but we see you. We're waving hi. We feel you, and we're so glad you were able to join us. And, connect with us on Twitter and our book breakthrough page on Facebook. Certainly join us there as well. And if you haven't done so already, when you go to bookbreakthrough.com, check out the incredible trailer video that the amazing Lou Bortone created for us to help spread the word about the event. And he's another great connection at Lou Bortone. So thanks. I think this is a good place to call an end to the party.
We're just going to invite you all back again really soon, and have a wonderful rest of the evening. Thanks so much, and we hope to see some or all of you in New York. So to your book breakthrough.
Thanks, everyone.
Great job, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Good night.